My name is Erhard Schmid from Germany. I wrote greetings from Fukushima because I live in the Saarland. This is the western part of Germany, very close to the French border. And just across the border, there is a nuclear power plant, a French one, called Cattenom. And that's only 30 or 35 miles away from the place I live. And you always find Cattenom, there are always problems. And Cattenom is mentioned on TV, on the newspapers. You can't forget the situation, and it's in your mind, and you know it's somehow dangerous. And that's why I choose the subject, because, well, sometimes I think about, well, maybe better to move to another city or something, because it's a strange feeling. Yeah.
My name is Patrick Dawson. I began my life as an actor, my working life. I first went to an acting academy called the Brendan Smith Academy. It was night classes, but there were some interesting people in that. Just ahead of me was an actor called John Kavanagh, of whom you may have heard. In my class was an actress called Anita Reeves, a guy called Frank Melia, an actress called Dervla Malloy. And I had so much fun in those classes. We sat and we laughed, and it was great fun. Then the Abbey Theatre, Tomás Magana, they were opening up. He said, we're opening a school of acting. We did some extra work in a play. And Magana spoke to me and he said, you want to become an actor? Yes. We're opening a school of acting. When it opens, come and join it. It didn't open for a while, but I harassed him sufficiently that he put me into a pantomime, sort of Irish pantomime they used to do. And ultimately, I ended up doing small parts in plays. The school of acting opened, went to that. It was a work in progress. It was very interesting. We had some very interesting classes with people like Ray McAnally, Vincent Dowling, and others I can't remember.
My name is Cathy Rose O'Brien. I'm playing Amelie Gentner. I'm a graduate of the Royal Academy of Dramatic Art in London. I trained over there for 3 years. While I was at RADA, I really loved radio, and I represented RADA at the BBC Carlton Hobbs Radio Voice Competition. I didn't win, but I had an amazing time representing the school there.
The story is there's a town in Germany, there's a nuclear power plant, and there's a dead body, an engineer who worked in this nuclear power plant. And, well, it's the question, who did it? There are different suspects, for example, in a political group which demonstrates against nuclear power, and there might be someone who killed this guy, but there are other suspects, and, well, that's all I want to say.
The character I play is Inspector Packy. He's in his early 50s. He's very experienced. He has had an assistant with whom he was used to working. He now has a new assistant, and this new assistant presents him with certain challenges. Now, they pursue this case. I won't go into anything to do with it because the listener should really listen into this. And he has a family life at home. He has a daughter whose views and his don't always combine, and he has difficulties there. So you're seeing a human being and you're seeing a detective.
The character is Amelie Gentner. She is a young police officer just out of training. She's very direct. She's more direct than I am, certainly. In fact, some of the things she says in the script have taken me aback a little bit. She's cuts to the chase, as I'm sure all good detectives must. And she certainly holds Michel Packy to account. She seems to call him out on any little slips he makes, and is not afraid to question her boss, really, and push his buttons. So she's a really great character to engage with. She's certainly a little braver than I am, I think, in my day-to-day life.
Michel Paquet is a kind of old-fashioned detective for me, yes? That's how I formed this character, how I imagine what he thinks. Personally, I like all kind of detectives, but I prefer the traditional characters, Maigret, Poirot, characters who are concentrated on the case, not on their own private life. Paquet has his problems with his daughter Charlotte, for example, but he's concentrated on the case and not on his alcoholism or his divorce or his private violence or something.
One of the biggest productions I was involved in was the production of Ulysses, with every part played by an actor, not just a reading by one actor. And we came in every Monday. We had a professor there who used to give us a little lecture on what this chapter was about, which is very illuminating. I played Stephen Dedalus. The late Ronnie Walsh played Bloom. And it was a great experience. I played St. Patrick. I played villains. I played good people. I played bad people. I played in a television voiceover once. I played a bag of porridge, which I will never forget. It was Odlums, and it was a bag of porridge doing exercises. So I had to go. It was very good.
What a varied career, vocally, Daedalus, porridge.
I prefer working or writing for radio because I like a dialogue and I like forming characters. I'm no prose writer. So I did stage plays and screenplays, of course, but I prefer radio because I like to tell stories, to listen. And I like to listen to people. That fascinates me, to understand a character by the way he or she talks. That's what I'm interested in. I don't need no images to tell a story. Yeah, I need voices and sounds, and that's enough for me.
I would say there's something really exciting happening with women's roles, and I'm not sure if it's through the medium of thrillers or dramas, but certainly lately in the past few years, the cracking female parts in the scripts that I've read or the shows that I've seen do seem to be in the genre of thrillers or detective dramas or crime. So Sarah Lunt or Sag and the Bridge or Olivia Colman even in Broadchurch with David Tennant. Really fantastic, complex, often very messy, varied women's roles. So it did strike me as I read the script. First of all, there's an equal split in female and male characters, which is fantastic. And there's women talking to women, and that's a Bechdel thing, which is a test applied to scripts that if two women, female characters, both named, speak to each other for over a minute and not about a man. So we have here two female characters, there's many, many examples in the script, speaking about the case. And obviously, I don't know if it's a German thing, a European thing, but it's not flagged up in the script. It just seems effortless. There's two or three very strong female characters here. So hopefully that's a trend that will continue. And if it's coming from Germany, hopefully it'll spread all around the world.
I wrote a couple of short radio plays. I was then invited to write some episodes for a radio serial, which was running in RTÉ at the time, was very popular, called Harbour Hotel. I also acted in that at the same time, which was a little worrying when I brought my first scripts into the studio for the other actors to read and listen to their comments, some positive, some not so positive. I then worked on Fair City, and I worked as a script editor and as a storyline writer on that serial. And that serial still goes on, although I'm no longer particularly involved in that.
I like to write crime stories because of the secret, you know, to tell a secret and to show how the characters find out what the secret is. That's interesting for me in the crime stories. And I like to write for children, small children, 6 years, 8 years, for radio and, of course, for stage. Yeah. Because I like children, I have two children of my own, and maybe this is the reason.
I am very much hoping to do a play in the autumn by Stephanie Preisner, who is a fantastic young new writer. She had a hit show called Salpadine Is My Boyfriend 2 years ago. And myself and the director, Tom Creed, and some other great actors have been workshopping her new play, which will be debuting hopefully in the Fringe Festival. And she's really cool. It's very current, very, very on the nose writing, really, really imaginative. And I'm really excited about it.
There is quite a difference between writing and acting. In acting, you are focused on what the author has given you, and you are trying to layer your input into what the writer already has. With writing, you have to learn about structure. You have to learn about the big picture. You have to be less, in a peculiar way, less focused on one thing. You have to focus on many characters. You have to draw them in. You have to fit them in through the story that you're telling. And I think this script here is a great example of a well-crafted script, if I may say so. It leaves question marks all through every scene. You want to know what's going to happen next. That's a very simple and very important thing in an entertaining script. It also has this amusement. It has the efficiency, or the cuteness, as we would say here, cute as a fox, of the detective. And yet, in some ways, his private life, he seems not quite inept, but almost difficult to handle. His daughter, difficult to handle this new detective he has to work with. He's challenged by these things, and it's quite amusing. And that's about all I have to say.